Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. Hash Knife Hartley and Sleepy Stevens was a Western series in 1950 to 1951 on Mutual. I wanted to know how these two characters got together. Here's my story on the possibilities. It's called Bloody Beginnings.
American Radio Theater presents a new story of Hash Knife Hartley and Sleepy Stevens. How did these two cowpokes run into each other? Ride with us into Bloody Beginnings.
In you go, Hartley.
But, Deputy, I didn't do it.
They all say that. Those cuts on your knife proves otherwise. A regular hash knife.
But, Deputy, I didn't do it.
Might as well sit down, son. You ain't going nowheres.
I guess not.
Hey, hash knife.
That ain't my name, cowboy.
Folks been saying that hash knife fella this and that hash knife fella that.
Darn name follows me around.
How's that, son?
First, I worked for this ranch in Texas.
Hash Knife Ranch?
Yeah, then I drifted west to Arizona. Doggone if there wasn't a Pony Express out there with the same name.
Hired you, huh?
Darn right.
Bet you're pretty slick on a horse, ain't you?
Pretty slick, partner.
Well, what you in here for?
Beats me. Wrong place at the wrong time, I guess. Story of my life.
You ain't in here for missing church.
No, I stopped in this misbegotten town to get the dust out of my throat.
This is the worst place to do that, Hash Knife. They don't serve nothing but water in jail.
Don't call me that.
Well, what's your name, son?
Leonard. At home, folks call me Len.
That ain't hardly a good name out here. You'd get strung up.
Great.
So you stop to get a drink at the saloon?
Yeah, and then this hombre shoves up against me, and then he bleeds all over me. I can see the knife sticking out of him.
Oh, so that's why you look so unsavory. Your knife, huh?
Not mine, partner. But the sheriff is convinced otherwise.
What you gonna do about it?
Can't do nothing pent up in here. I gotta get out first.
Then what?
Find out who killed that fella. His blood is on my hands, and I won't feel right till I get it off.
How you gonna do that, son?
I'm thinking on it.
Huh. Hey, Dusty, how about some water here? If you ain't gonna feed me, you might as well make my stomach think it's got something in it.
First it's one thing, then another with you. I'll be glad when the sheriff lets you out, Sleepy. Why don't you just curl up in the corner and quit bugging me?
Come on, Dusty, just a little drop of water. I've got a horrible thirst.
You should have thought about that when you started that fight. You and your hair-triggered temper.
I'm going to keep talking until you bring me some...
All right, all right. Okay, here it is.
Grab his hand, Sleepy.
Hey, let go of me, you drunken fool.
I'll just reach inside your vest pocket and retrieve those keys.
You can't do that.
I ain't sitting in here while the killers slip around free. And I'll take that gun... Now I'll unlock this door. Let go of him, Sleepy.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sorry, Dusty. I didn't think he was going to do that.
In you go, Dusty. Thanks for all your hospitality.
Hash Knife, don't leave me here.
You want to string along with me? Are you crazy?
I don't think so. But you're more interested than bunking in here with Dusty.
All right. But we're going to have words about what you call me.
Dad, blame it, son. In the West, you don't get much of a choice.
Okay. Just so you can show me around town. Come on.
Hey, let me out, too. I can help.
Harry, just sleep it off.
Oh, God.
Don't leave me in here like this. What's the sheriff going to say?
Dusty, why don't you just curl up in the corner and quit bugging me? Hash Knife, who was it you're supposed to have killed?
The name is Hartley, Bo Diddley.
What did you just call me? Bo Diddley, huh?
Cowboy, I don't know anyone here. The sheriff said his name was Tom Jeffers.
Lovely dove. He's new Indian agent. And you went and killed him.
I did not. Has he been in town long?
Only a couple of months. I bet Sal is going to be upset.
Was that his wife or sweetheart?
Why, are you planning on romancing her?
No, dimwit. I just thought you might have an idea of someone in town headed in for Tom.
Oh, that's different. Their house is the last one down this street. We could stop in and give our condolences to her.
You ain't told me yet if it's his wife.
I haven't, because it's not. She's his sister, and a pretty little thing, too. Just a little too highfalutin' for the likes of me. This house, son.
Who's there?
Hi, Miss Sally. It's Sleepy Stevens. Can I talk with you?
Oh, Sleepy, it's real nice of you to come by. Thomas.
Yes, ma'am, I know. I just heard about Tom. He was a mighty fine man, a man we could all look up to.
And he got murdered for it. I knew this was a mistake coming out here, but Tom wanted to do something for the Indians. He wanted to right some of the wrongs done to them. He felt he could do some good.
What are you going to do now, Miss Sally?
Well, I'd go back home on the quickest train, except there's...
Except what, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you standing there.
Where's my manners? Miss Sally, this is Hash Knife.
Except what, ma'am?
Well, I'm kind of sparking with someone.
Someone Tom didn't like?
Well, on the contrary. Tom thought the world of Frederick Tanner.
Frederick? Freddie Tanner? Is he mixed up in this?
What do you mean mixed up in this? Frederick is a wonderful man. He's been selling cattle to Tom for the Indians at a decent, reasonable price.
I just bet he has.
Oh, he's so kind and thoughtful, and he's so considerate.
I'm sure he's everything you need him to be, ma'am. Come on, Sleepy. I gotta check something at the office. My condolences, ma'am.
Thank you. I can't believe he's gone.
Good night, Miss Sally. Where to now, Hash Knife?
Not Hash Knife.
Take it easy, cowboy. Nothing to get riled about. Unless you just like walking around in the dark in a strange town.
I want to check the records at the Indian Agency. Where is it?
Oh, right down this alley. Why do you want to look at those? Ain't nothing but a bunch of tally marks.
Oh, you've seen them?
Yeah, I seen them. I drove part of a herd over there last week. Funny thing about that, though, come to think of it.
What's that?
There was a cow that I could have sworn I'd had in another bunch that I took to the same place. But that don't make no sense.
After a while, all cows look alike.
Particularly if it's just tally marks on a ledger. But there was this one cow with a busted-off horn.
Uh-huh. Now that's real interesting.
What is, son?
Oh, these tally marks.
I told you. But what's it take you to get you to believe me?
But, cowboy, they don't tally.
Huh? What do you mean? Of course they tally. I drove those dang cows myself.
The amount paid out for a certain number of cows doesn't tally with the number of cows given to the Indians.
How could that be? Tom was as honest as the day is long.
He's only been here for, what, a couple of months?
Yeah.
This goes back a lot farther than that.
It does?
And if I know Freddie Tanner, he's got his hand in it all the way up to his elbows.
You sound like you heard of him before.
You could say that. Come on, we'll take these books along.
That's stealing. It's against the law.
Hey, they can only hang me once, and this ain't nothing compared to that.
Hash Knife, where are we going now?
Stop calling me that!
Can't help it. You just look like a Hash Knife.
Sharp and pointy, huh? You know whereabouts the Indians reservation is?
Why, sure. You can't walk there, though. You gotta have a horse.
Sleepy, how do you think I got into town?
Well, yeah, but there's other ways, you know.
I'd be a poor cowboy without my horse and saddle, wouldn't I? My horse is probably still over at the saloon.
Drinking it up, no doubt.
He got more of a drink than I got, that's for sure.
My Appalachie's over in the stable at the edge of town. Leastways, that's where Dusty told me he put her. We're real close now. This is where we usually drop off the cattle for him.
Do tell. Ain't no reservation around here. It's got to be miles away yet.
How'd you know that? You ain't never been here before, have you?
Listen, Bo Diddley, there's no sign of them here. No wood smoke, no dogs barking, no children's yells. Quit pulling my leg.
Now you're calling me names. This is where we drove the cattle.
Huh? Well, I suggest we ride on a little further. Let's just hope for your sake that it's nearby. Hold up a minute.
What you looking for down there? And how in the blazes can you see anything?
A lot of cattle tracks going this way. But there's a few unshod horses going that direction. I think I'll follow those unshod ponies.
Why'd you do that?
I want to see this Indian encampment, and the cattle didn't go that way.
Thunderation, how could you tell?
Sleepy, there's a full moon tonight. The cattle leave a trail that a blind man could see.
Stop, white man. What business here?
Lovely dove. Ain't sure it's a welcoming committee or what?
Is that you, Little Wolf? You're sure talking funny, John.
Little Wolf? You can't mean to say you know this Injun.
I know you, white man.
It's been some time. Let me take off my hat.
Lenny? Is that really you?
Can't tell without my beard, huh?
When I sent you that letter, I never really expected you might come.
Where's your faith, Little Wolf? This guy God provides, doesn't he?
Someone tell me what's going on.
Who is this white man?
Seems to be called Sleepy Stevens. Actually claims to have delivered cattle to
you. What you mean, claims?
I never saw him before.
I didn't think so.
Hold it a darn minute. Are you guys in cahoots? What you doing being friends with Injuns?
This Injun saved my life more than once.
And you always returned the favor. I thought you went home after the war, Lenny. That's where I sent the letter.
It eventually got to me, and I came as soon as I could.
Well, come on in and sit a spell. I'll go get the chief, and we can talk about the troubles.
Thank you for seeing us, chief.
Little Wolf speaks highly of you, Len Hartley. He wanted a white warrior to check into the matter.
Len, we are starving.
The Indian agent tells us cattle are coming, but we only see one or two at a time.
I know we're supposed to be getting more than that. The contract papers say...
You was always a good one for reading, Little Wolf.
Tom Jeffers promised to get to the bottom of it, but we've heard nothing from him.
And you won't now. He came into town yesterday and he was killed right in front of me.
Yeah, and Hash Knife here got fingered for it.
You, Lenny? I can't believe that.
Someone slipped the knife into him and shoved him on me. Never even met the man, and here I am blamed for killing him.
You think it's mixed up with this cattle business?
Sure looks like it to me.
Not that anyone will pay attention. Just one man's word against the Indian.
Little Wolf, you wrote that you've been keeping track of how many cattle?
That's why I know there's something going on.
Bring out those ledgers, Sleepy.
You're going to give them to the Indians? Hash Knife, you'll be strung up for sure.
Lenny, what's all this Hash Knife business?
I don't want to talk about it. But if you start calling me that, Little Wolf, there might be murder in my eye yet.
Ooh, don't like it much, huh?
Sleepy, you see what you started?
Started what, son?
Little Wolf, compare your figures with the tallies in these ledgers. That might give you some ammo.
Good.
With Tom Jeffers dead, who is the Indian agent?
Same as last year.
Hash Knife, I could have told you that. The same hombre that hires me to drive cattle. Frederick Tanner.
Freddy Tanner. I had a feeling he'd turn up again. No wonder those ledgers stink to me. Little Wolf, did you know?
Papers always signed by F. Tannenbaum.
You're telling me that Tannenbaum is actually Freddy Tanner? I had no reason to suspect that Tanner might have his fingers in this business.
You never saw him out here?
Since when do the Indians ever see the Indian agent?
Why is it everyone knows about Freddy Tanner but me? I'm the only one who worked for him. In fact, I'm the only one that met the dude.
If we are talking about the same man, he deserted from our outfit in the war.
It was after he disappeared that we found that poor family tortured and murdered.
Maybe he didn't do it.
There was a lot of evidence about his attachment to that family.
Robbing them wasn't enough for him.
We kept looking for him after that.
And if we ever find him, he will pay for what he did to that family.
As well others that might have fallen into his path.
But that was in the war. You can't get a jury to convict someone for something they did during the war.
That doesn't mean judgment can't be delivered.
I'd be delighted.
You suppose he recognized you in the saloon and deliberately pinned the murder on you?
Lenny, I wouldn't put it past him. You're pretty easy to spot.
Then how come you didn't know me at the edge of the village?
I recognized you.
You were showing off.
Was on duty.
You Cherokees.
Well, what's more, you had this white man with you. You never used to tolerate a sidekick.
I ain't got one now.
We'll see about that, Hash Knife.
Aw, hell.
We'll return to Hash Knife or Lenny, and Sleepy after this brief message from American Radio Theater.
We'll get back to the show in just a minute. But first, a few words from ART. Hi, I'm Uncle Fletcher. You know, there were some great stories that were told in the radio days of the 1940s and 1950s. We look for those stories that have lost their broadcast voice to give them a new life. In addition, we encourage new writers of audio drama by providing a way to hear their imagination. We use the veteran techniques from the days of old-time radio and blend them in with modern technology. We're pretty passionate about our quality and content of our stories. You'll find our shows on our website, www.AmericanRadioTheater.org. And now, back to treasures old and new from ART.
We return to ART's original production of Hash Knife Hartley and Sleepy Stevens in Bloody Beginnings.
Hash Knife, I don't think this is the best idea you ever had.
You don't have to tag along.
You're not safe to be let out on your own. You get into all sorts of trouble.
I'm just fine on my own.
Yeah, you hang around with Indians.
I thought you called them Injuns.
That was afore I met some of them. That lone wolf talks better than me. Reads and writes like a dad-blamed lawyer.
His name is Little Wolf. Cherokees ain't your garden variety Injun.
But why are we heading out to Tanner's ranch? His regular hands are real frisky with their guns.
I thought you worked for him.
Nope. Only when he moves a shipment of cattle. His ranch hands wouldn't want to get their hands dirty.
Probably wear gloves to protect their tender white flesh.
How did you know? You been here before? Here's the edge of the ranch. Now that's downright funny.
You're always saying something's funny. What is it this time?
Remember I mentioned that cow with the busted horn?
Yeah, and I said all cattle start to look alike. What of it?
Daggone if I don't see that same cow. How can that be?
Well, either you're fixated on a cow,
hey,
or someone has been sending the same cattle over and over again. Come on, Pecos.
Dad, blame it, Hash Knife. Where are you going now?
Shut up, cowboy. I want to see what I can find at that ranch house.
But all that gunfighter crew
will be asleep in the bunkhouse. You can wait for me out here if you're afraid.
Afraid? Not on your life, you screwball. Lovely dove.
Fine. If you're coming with me, keep your trap shut. We'll tie the horses up at the edge of the corral and sneak onto the porch.
We got a really good situation here, Freddy. But how many times can you fiddle the books on the Indians? Someone's bound to wise up.
You mean like that dumb as a doorknob cowpoke?
Yeah, he's driven that same herd to the Indians 5 times now, and he never noticed a thing.
Good thing you've managed to keep him off the ranch.
Not that you had much to do about that. He's so sweet on Sally, it's pathetic.
I am not.
Will you be quiet?
That's my girl you're maligning.
Are you really serious? You're not just stringing her along to handle Tom?
I'm going to marry her. That's how serious it is.
That's going to really complicate things for us.
All these years I put in on your schemes.
No, not at all. I can keep her out of it. Just keep her in new dresses and she'll never notice.
You must think most women are beneath you.
In more ways than one.
She's not as dumb as you think, Freddy.
Dolly, most women aren't as smart as you are.
When we've had tea together, she covers some surprising topics. Her mind is razor sharp.
Oh, you're just imagining it. She's just another weepy female.
Freddy, you certainly took care of that Indian agent.
Smoothest operation I ever did. The doors banged open and this dumb cowpoke stepped up to the bar behind Tom. It was so easy. I put the knife in and shoved Tom into that puncher. Smooth as silk.
Too bad he got jailed for it. We could have gotten him lynched and it'd be all over and done.
You must think she's not going to add 2 and 2. Since you killed her brother, I think you better steer clear of her.
Not a chance. There was something about that puncher.
It must just be your nerves.
Yeah, probably.
He must remind you of someone.
I don't know. It's just a feeling that we'd been together someplace.
What's that? Someone must be on the porch.
Whoever it is, he deserves a little lead.
Come on, Sleepy. We gotta leave now.
But they were talking about me.
Come on.
There they are.
Open fire. Let's get them.
Ah, I caught one.
Hash knife, you're hurt.
I got to get to the horses.
We're here. Get up. Ride. Ha! Ha! Lovely dove. Hash knife. Whoa, whoa. You didn't tell me you were going to fall off.
Sorry, partner.
Where are you hurt?
My leg.
Oh, Lord, look at all that blood. What am I going to do with you?
I got a kind of a clean shirt in my saddlebag.
You weren't supposed to get shot. Was it worth it?
Was what worth it?
What we heard. Was it worth getting shot?
Yeah, maybe. I think. Oh.
Hash knife. Hash knife. Hash Lenny. Lovely dove. Come on, soldier. Back in the saddle. I'm taking you to Sally's. I'm sorry, Miss Sally, but I didn't know where else to go.
You could have tried the jail. Here, put him there on the settee. Oh.
Come on, he sprung me. I couldn't take him back. Hoo-wee, you really know your way around a wound.
You handle that bandage and scissors like a real professional, ma'am.
I had too much practice in the war. There, I think that will hold him.
Sally, are you decent? I need to talk to you. I'm coming in.
No, don't let him in.
No, no, don't come in. I'm not ready.
Why? Are you having special company?
Please, stay out.
Yeah, he is here. Mister, you left a trail of blood all the way here. And looky here, it's Sleepy Stevens. By golly, two birds with one shot. A jackpot. Put your hands up.
Frederick, I'm so glad you came. I wasn't sure what else to do.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of these two polecats. They trespassed on Frederick's property, and then they had the gall to eavesdrop on a private conversation.
Frederick, what's wrong? You look so strange, darling.
Can't be. It can't be.
Why? This is exactly how you left me before, Freddy.
You're that cowboy.
Yeah, the one you framed for Jeffers' murder. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I use a gun, not a knife, when I have to.
Tom's murder? How can that be? You said he was...
Darling, dearest, please, please, just be quiet. This is man talk. Cowboy, you remind me of someone.
Unfortunately, I know exactly who you are. You almost succeeded that day, Tanner. You went from torturing and killing that poor Harrison family to making sure all your grievances against me were settled. I was the only person in camp that afternoon.
Harrison family?
Harrison family?
But you missed your chance. Little Wolf came back into camp before you could finish me.
Didn't succeed, huh? Looks like I got a second chance.
What Harrison family?
Darling, it wouldn't mean anything to you.
It was years ago, Sally, in the war.
Yeah, and you lost it.
Lee surrendered, that was true. Most of us didn't lose ourselves. Freddy, you were part of my company, but you cut and run. Run out on men who trusted you.
Where was this? Where?
You don't even remember, do you, Freddy? Too many others, I guess. Remember that little house down in that peaceful little valley?
What are you talking about?
Sleepy, he's not helping.
Danged if I know anything about this.
By the creek in the southern part of Kansas?
Kansas? The Harrisons in South Kansas?
It was nothing, darling. He's just spinning tales to prevent me from finishing him off.
When were you going to tell me about that? Before or after I got married? Or ever?
Oh, it has nothing to do with you. You didn't need to know about it.
How much more have you been hiding from me?
Sally, please. Honey, we can put all these lies that Hartley is spinning behind us.
Oh, so you do know him.
What about that, son? I don't think I ever mentioned who this gent is.
And I wasn't given much of a chance to. Poor Frederick. No idea about women. You never asked about my family. You never knew that Tom's family adopted me after my family was...
Oh, okay, Sally. Give me one of your hugs to make things all right.
Oh, Frederick, please tell me this isn't happening.
Sally, you don't need to worry. What I did in the war is in the past, dead and gone.
Did you know the Harrisons in South Kansas, like he says?
Well, I don't see why I should deny it. It happened a long time ago. War does strange things to people, but yes, I knew them.
Particularly the sister. She thought you were going to marry her, right up until the last second, I suppose.
Yes, she was a pretty little thing, for white trash.
White trash?
You wasn't very pretty when you left. You had your fun.
Pay no attention to him, Sally. He never liked me. I always got the girl, just like I got you.
Yes, just like you got me. Well, here's one for my sister.
Oh.
And here's one for my brother, Tom.
Sally, my love, why are you...
You're killing him, you witch!
No, Charlie, not Sally.
Ah!
My pretties.
Get him, Sleepy!
That does it for you, Bo Diddley.
God darn it! Charlie went and killed Freddy! I wanted to do it! After all, the things he did to my family...
Lucky thing he did, you'd be up for murder. Death by scissors?
Well, that's what I had.
Sleepy, how about you go and get the doc? Sally and I can keep company together till then. And check in with Dusty. He could help us with the bodies.
Lovely dove.
So, how are you, Sally?
How do you think a gunshot wound feels like? Hurts like sin.
Yeah, the two of us aren't in great shape to do anything together. Before Sleepy comes back with the doc, do you mind if I ask a couple questions?
Oh, sure. My life is in total pieces, and you want to ask questions. Man.
Sally, would or maybe could you stand in for Thomas as temporary Indian agent? Freddy here was fiddling with the books, and then he knifed Tom when he found out.
Oh, was that what happened? Tom told me a few things, but, Hashknife, I don't know anything.
One of the Indians, Little Wolf, has Tom's books. He's as honest as Tom was. In fact, he asked me to come and look into the situation. You'll be all set if you can tie up with him.
Well, I've heard of Little Wolf from Tom, but he doesn't speak English.
Don't you believe it. He was in my outfit during the war. He talks way better than me.
You just stay here for a couple of days, Hashknife, until you recover. I'll make a mean chicken soup.
Sounds like a deal. Tell Sleepy when he wanders back to go get Little Wolf so we can get started on the paperwork.
I think you'll need a little more than chicken soup. Come on in! Oh, I see it's you, Dolly, or whatever your name really is.
Murderer killing my sweet Freddy.
Your sweet Freddy? He was sweet on me.
I heard you went wild when you found out that he had done in that Harrison family in Kansas. He bragged about it to me so many times.
'Tain't none of your business.
Freddy was a good man. He never done anything wrong. You don't know what went on before.
Better to some than others. What do you want?
I want the rest of the money that was owed Freddy.
What money?
For selling the cattle.
You mean the cattle for the Indians? I've got proof they're still on your property in spite of being sold 3 different times to the agency. We don't owe you nothing. Instead, we should be suing you.
Sal, I'm ready to go. Oh, I didn't know you had company.
She's just going.
I am not. I want my money.
Hashknife, I can handle this myself.
I'm sure you could, Sal. Miss Tanner, I think you're all through here in the territory. Sal, you can put that shooting iron back in your apron pocket. Probably not worth your while taking out another Tanner, although the country might be a mite better off. Miss Tanner, I suggest you pack up your doodads and go back to whatever rock you came from.
But my ranch!
You mean the ranch that Freddy used as a front for his activities? You might find that he didn't even own it.
Out! Out! Do you really have to go, Lenny?
Well, ma'am...
You can stay longer. I'm not charging you rent.
I know, and I thank you kindly, but it's high time for me to mosey off. I was on my way to somewhere else when Bob Marsh heard about this deal. I still need to report what happened to him.
Well, come back and stay a while, any time you like. You're easy to be around.
Yes, ma'am. I could say the same for you. I just might do that.
Hartley, doggone it, Hash Knife. Hold on just a dag-nabbed minute. Where in tarnation do you think you're going? You're not to be walking on that leg.
I'm going on my way. Lil' Wolf will handle the problems here better than I could. Besides, I'm not going to be walking.
How are you going to get up on that horse of yourn? You plan to swing your bad leg over the saddle or get up there on the wrong side? Or backward?
I'll do it, never you mind. I don't need a nursemaid.
You need more than that, and I'm going to be the one who does it.
I just can't stay here any longer. I gotta ride out of here.
All right, all right. Just let me go get a buckboard.
A buckboard? I can't afford that.
I'm only borrowing it to get you out of town. I have a dandy place where you can rest up and heal.
As long as it ain't in this town. I can't abide towns.
That's what I thought, Hash Knife. There's a snug little camp down by a creek a couple miles out of town. Come on, I don't want to hear no argument from you.
I give up.
You've been listening to a brand new episode by American Radio Theater of Hash Knife Hartley and Sleepy Stevens, written and produced by Joy Jackson, directed by Greg Porter and Dan Schindler, starring Ken Leese as Hash Knife and Dave Leese as Sleepy. Also in our cast, Karen Leese as Dolly, Joy Jackson as Sally, Pat McNally as Charles, Moki O'Reilly as Chief, Greg Porter as John Little Wolf, Dan Schindler as Fred Tanner, Kim Turner as Deputy Dusty, Harry Thiel as Harry. Live sound effects by Penny Swanberg and Marilyn Wilt. Live music by Ed Clute and other music by Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com. I'm Magpie McLaurin, your announcer. This is ART, the American Radio Theater.
Let's listen to some music from the Dinah Shore Show from 1941.
Yes, in person, Dinah Shore. Right here at the microphone, Dinah is ready with her songs for the boys in the service from their girls at home. Brought to you in person by Bristol Myers Company, with the suggestion that you make Mum your word for charm. Now, here's Dinah singing Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. How they fly, blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, fellas.
Hiya!
Just try it. Okay, Truman Bradley, let's tell the folks about what comes next.
Oh, sure, Dinah, sure. It's time for another page from your diary, you know. So suppose you read the entry for tonight, huh?
Mm-hmm. Can't even read my handwriting. Well, anyway, it's about a trip I made recently to entertain some of the fellows in service on active guard duty.
Well, Dinah, can you tell our listeners where they were?
Nope, that's pretty much of a military secret. But as my diary reports, many of our army camps are great, big, huge places. But there are lots of vital points and very out-of-the-way places, too, that must be guarded especially carefully.
Well, for some of the fellows, that must mean long and lonely hours of duty, Dinah, away from any town or city.
You are so right. At this lonely spot, there were just about 100 men in the audience, and it was almost like delivering a personal message to each of them from their girls back home. And, by the way, Truman, there's one more thing I'd like to mention, if I may.
What's that, Dinah?
Well, if any of the fellows from Williams Field and Falcon Field are listening in, I'm sure they'll understand how sorry I am I had to miss our date this week. Maybe I can make up for it by singing a song for them right now.
Now, for us and for the fellows at Williams and Falcon Fields, Dinah Shore sings, Take Me.
If you'll take me, I want you to make me a part of your heart. Hold me, I dreamed you would hold me. Now really unfold me. Say we'll never part. All the love I have to give, I want to give to you. And as long as I shall live, I'll only live for you. So take me and never forsake me, my darling, please take me and make me your own, your very own, my darling, take me and make me your own.
Whistle. Looks like the call is all aboard.
You called it true. We're on the track and heading back.
I suppose with Tennessee, your home state, Dinah, Chattanooga's the destination.
No, sir. This is a little song that does right by the state of Michigan. And furthermore, seems to be doing all right in all 48 states.
Mm-hmm.
So no tickets necessary, gentlemen. It's all aboard for Kalamazoo.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a guy in Kalamazoo. I don't like to boast, but I know he's the toast of Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 years have gone by. My, my, how he grew. I liked his looks when he carried my books in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo. I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flyer, leaving today. Am I dreaming? Can't you hear me screaming? Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-Z-O. Oh, what a guy of real different. I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to. I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest guy in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 Kalamazoo.
Ah, that's great, Dinah. That's great. I see that our drummer man is packing his suitcase up to the front microphone at the present time.
I noticed that, Truman. I also see that Gordon Jenkins has a guitar in hand. Hmm. That sounds dangerous. And the rest of the boys have gathered around. That means it's something special from the suitcase six.
Yes, and I might add something rather solid. It's from the Soldier's Own Show on Broadway, and it comes under the title, This is the Army, Mr. Jones. That's Dinah Shore's special mail call. And if you're in the service, you know mail call is what every boy looks forward to most. Dinah's song of the week for the men in service from the girls back home. Tell us about this week's special delivery, Dinah. Huh?
Well, it's an answer to a letter that carried the postmark of one of our West Coast ports. And it was signed, Four Stripe Navy Wife. She wrote, I know there are a lot of a great many Navy newlyweds and girls who have recently sent sweethearts into the service. But there are a lot of us who have been Navy for a long time, and we have memories we'd like to share with our husbands on duty, too. So I wonder if you won't sing a song especially for the girls at home who happen to be just a little bit older.
And so, for this Navy wife, and for every woman whose husband is in our country's service, Dinah Shore sings, When I Grow Too Old to Dream.
When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. And when I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I that kiss will live in my heart. And when I grow that kiss will live in my heart.
A touch of Texas.
Got a touch of Texas on my tongue.
got too much of Texas in my talk. Oh, this place will be my ruin. Cry a yippee and wahooing. Take me back to New York. Got a touch of Texas in my hair. Got too much of Texas in my hair. Yes, the same from Amarillo keeps a scratching at my pillow. Take me back to Times Square. For I've seen every part of just what I'm deep in the heart of. Got a touch of Texas in my talk. Got too much of Texas in my walk. Oh, the sage may be a blooming, but for miles there's nothing human. Take me back to New York. Kaya, yippee, yippee, kaya, take me back to New York.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Marty pretty, Miss Anna. Marty pretty.
Well, thank you, too, Mr. Truman. But how about that howdy strange accent?
Well, Dinah, I tell you, that's the way I feel when they talk of Texas. The state that gave us the Alamo, the Texas Rangers, and Ann Sheridan.
Well, Truman, when I think of Texas, the things that come to my mind are the great airfields and the training centers and the service camps and those great big gorgeous guys that go in them.
Yes, Dinah, I understand that Texas A&M has more graduates who are officers in the United States Army than has West Point itself.
Right you are. And those boys had no intention of becoming professional soldiers, but they're proving every day that they're willing to fight for the four freedoms to keep decency, honor, and justice alive.
Friends, Dinah Shore sings, "There Are Such Things."
A heart that's true, there are such things. A dream for two, there are such things. Someone to whisper, darling, you're my guiding star. Not caring what you own, but just what you are, a peaceful sky. There are such things, a rainbow high, where heaven sings. So have a little faith and trust in what tomorrow brings. You'll reach a star because there are such things.
Here she is again, Dinah Shore, in person.
Thank you, Truman. You know, folks, names make news. In Hollywood, it's the names of stars. Hedy Lamarr, Lana Turner, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and so on. And on the front pages, it's Tunisia, Algeria, Buna, Gona. But up in Harlem, when it's time for that 2 o'clock feeding, there's another name that makes news. Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones.
It's a big holiday everywhere, for the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's a joy heaven sent, and they proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. When he grows up, he never will stray. with a name like the one that he's got today. As he walks down the street, folks will say, "Pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones." What a smile and how he shows it. He'll keep happy all day long. What a name, I'll bet he knows it. With that handle, how can he go wrong? And the folks in the town all agree he'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones? Yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree.
Men in service, it's the mail call. Girls back home, these are your selections for the memory medley of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dinah Shore in person.
Just 2 weeks from tonight is Christmas. And certainly Christmas of all days of the year is the time of happy memories. I wish I had time to sing every memory song you've asked for tonight, friends. But I've picked three that I'm sure will have memories, happy memories for you. And with these songs, let's bring together in our thoughts all those near and far of whom the music brings memories.
And now, Dinah's memory medley. Always, when the lights go on again, and Chloe.
I'll be loving you always with the love that's true. Always, when the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand. Always, always, this may not be fair. That's when I'll be there, always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but home again, all over the world, and rain or snow is all that may fall from the skies above. A kiss won't mean goodbye, but hello to love. When the lights go on again, all over the world, and the ships will sail again, all over the world, then we'll have time for things like wedding. Go on again, all is crying through the black of night. I gotta go where you are. If it's wrong, all right, I gotta go where you are. I'll roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be there too. Through the smoke and flame, I gotta go where you are. For no place could be too far where you are. I gotta go where you are.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray. We're living in the USA. Come on, you Yanks, and holler thanks. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Americans will always say, we like it here, stand up and cheer. Hip, hooray. Every girl and boy can find romance beneath star-spangled skies. Lots of fun for everyone in our land of paradise. Hip, hip, hooray. Living in the USA. Let freedom ring. Come on and sing. Hooray. Hip, hip, hooray.
All you fellas in the service from us girls at home. Night, girls. Night, fellas. Night, everybody.
Remember, next week at this same time, in person, Dinah Shore, same station.
Gee, that's all the time I've got for today. Please check out our website, www.AmericanRadioTheater.org, for our other podcasts. You know, we put up a new one every month. And mark your calendars for April 30 for the Old Time Radio Marathon on radioadofthepast.org. It's from 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, to 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. Hey, see you there!